Good morning, America. Welcome to Wednesday, June the 11th, 2025. This is the Big Show on the Boss at 107.1, 99.7 FM radio on the frequency modulation dial. Also on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. We are Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Here's Joe Nolan, Valerie Seagraves, Kermit the Wonder Frog at his perch on his lily pad. Dereaster Dick in the Weather Center. Ready to roll this morning. Matter of fact, Kermit probably had the line of the night about 8 o'clock as the election returns start coming in. Joe and I especially love politics, and we'll watch this stuff. Yeah. And he texts and goes, wow, yeah, baby, look at this exciting ride we get going. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. And Kermit goes, this is the most old white guy thing I've ever seen. We're live tweeting the gubernatorial primary results.
Yeah, well.
That was pretty good. It's like this group text thing we have now.
He wasn't wrong, by the way. He wasn't wrong.
He wasn't wrong.
No.
You got excited. You like this stuff. It's fine.
Yeah, I love this stuff. I had it on. I put on New Jersey Public Television. Had it on there. They had their, boy, they're boring as heck.
That's where I should have gone, because I flipped around some of the channels. Nobody had anything going on. There were some protests
where
in the city.
And they. 12?
Yeah, where was News? They're right. I put them on. They had nothing. They were just running the weather from 10 o'clock in the morning. I didn't think to put on New Jersey Public Television, though.
They're a little snoozy, got to admit it.
Yeah.
But still.
Snoozy. Oh, my. They were as boring as boring could get. It was like they went out and found the five most boring people in the state and threw them on TV.
Well, I mean, you ever seen like C-SPAN? I mean, how bad is that? They read books live on TV. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
But C-SPAN, it's supposed to be like that. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, oh, my gosh. Terrible.
The group text.
Funny, right?
Really, we should do that next year. We should get, you know, we should, yeah, that's what we should do. We should go and do our own election coverage.
Yeah.
Get Big Boss Bob to throw us up on YouTube. We'll do our own election coverage.
Sure. Live from Kermit's house. What do you think?
Yeah.
Or better yet, let's do it from the bar at the XXX place in Sayreville where Kermit used to work.
Absolutely. We can work shots into the vote.
That's a great idea, actually.
That's an awesome idea.
No, it's not. Now we're getting silly. We should be able to do that, though. It'd be fun. We'd have a great time doing it.
Cinnamon, did you vote today?
Because it would be fun.
Why do we have to wait till next year? Can't we do?
Yeah. November.
Yeah.
I always like politics more when I'm drunk. Anyway.
I always like everything more when I'm drunk.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? We should rip something off from Patty Steele. Remember she used to do that thing? They used to have a couple of pops of booze before they go and do the podcast?
Yeah.
Sure,
that's
what
we should do. We should do that. We should get all tanked up and do our own election coverage.
Because, you know, when we drink, we are all smarter than we think we are.
Way smarter.
How do you know that I'm not drunk right now?
I don't doubt you are.
Facts.
No, actually, I feel terrible. I had nothing last night. Nothing.
That's not true.
Oh, I did drink last night. Yeah, I forgot.
That's when you have a problem. That's the beginning of a problem.
That really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody at the GOTCC. That's the Greater Ocean Township Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, how was that?
I did their fourth annual business expo. It was great last night, but we were busy. I mean, it might have been 500 people. I mean, it was
busy.
Packed.
Yeah. People in and out.
And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes you do these live broadcasts and you kind of just hang out and wave at people and that's about it. But I mean, I went around and shook hands. You would have thought I was Jack Chitarelli without the silver fox hair.
I went
around and shook hands with literally every vendor that was there, interviewed them on the microphone. We did a raffle, a giveaway.
Every single one of
them.
Wait
a minute.
We did the broadcast. I did the whole thing.
Two and a half hours. He did not sit down.
It was busy.
Wow. Busy. Yes. Meanwhile, I ran to every table that had food and tried a sample of every food.
Well, you were just nice enough to come along.
They
paid for me to be there. So I did all of this. Then at the end of the night, our sales rep said, man, you did such a great job. I'll buy you anything you want from the bar. I went, oh. So we banged back a couple of Jamesons. I forgot about that.
She's the best.
She is very nice. It was a good night. But I felt like I was running for office last night. It was busy. Man.
You did good. You did good. You really did. You were
excellent.
You were jovial.
Yeah.
You were shaking hands. I know. He really was. I was like, what is happening?
What'd you do with Robbie? Yeah, exactly.
No, it was great.
It was so loud in there, and there's so many people, I couldn't even hear Kane on the little back and forth, to come on a show. And so he's texting me, and he's going, man, you're hating every minute of this, talking to all these people. He's like, oh, you hand sanitizer must be flowing
empty.
Plentiful. Yeah. It was.
My favorite part was, though, you were trying to make it entertaining and kind of cracking some jokes with some of these people, not necessarily knowing what their business was and what they were doing.
Crickets.
Some of them, because some of the businesses were, a funeral home,
yeah,
or the cancer institute, and so you walked up, hey, how you doing? And
they're well, like Jake's funeral home, you stab him, we slap him, we kill him, we chill him.
So I was just listening to what he was doing as he's walking up to them, trying to be all happy, and then he would look down and see what their business was, and you kind of had to, you know, you had to look ahead, but it was difficult to do because there were so many people in there. It was very entertaining.
Thank God Lurch is going to name tag it. I know what to call them. That's true. This is really awful, but I go, well, look at your table. Look at this patriotic summer. She got a basket on the table with, American flag napkins and something you'd put on the table if you're having like a summer barbecue for 4th of July. She said, we do traumatic brain injury. Oh, okay.
Oh.
How about your basket, though? Like, what do you say? It's awkward, you know? But they were very nice. Everybody was very nice.
Everybody was so nice. But it was just funny because I knew that you were kind of working on the fly and just trying to be entertaining while doing. Because, I mean, it was 2 hours of you talking. And so I understood. But then some of them were just funny because I could tell you weren't prepared, per se.
Shocking.
I know.
But
it's amazing.
There was no way to prepare for that. I mean, unless you'd gone around before it opened to look at what every table was, you were just seriously approaching each one of them. But some of them were serious businesses.
One of them was like Antiques Roadshow. He's an estate guy. He had old katanas from Japan.
And that's what I'm saying.
These are very common in New Jersey, right?
That, you know, we had the bee guy there who's doing the Terminator stuff with the bugs, and you got the katana guy. You got the guy serving nachos, and then you got the person who's doing all of this really important work settled right in between them.
Oh, so there's one difficult lady. She had perfume right in my face. I'm like, that was pretty good too. Yeah.
Oh.
I was more popular than Bill Spadia last night. Joe was great.
That's hard.
I got more than 5% of the vote. It was great. Let's discuss the Wednesday program. Anthony Michael Hall has been rescheduled. He's got a new movie out that's on all the streaming platforms. We'll talk to him this morning. He was supposed to be on Monday, but we got him in this morning. We'll do a mystery oldie for more tickets to go see James Murray, a.k.a. Murr, from the Impractical Jokers. He's doing some stand-up at the Basie. We'll get you in there. Never know if we're doing $100 bills with the Katie Cash. I'd love to hook you up and get you qualified to see Katie in a VIP suite. Get the Fast Five, birthday file. We'll do a he said.
She said.
And our favorite answer this morning, once again, we'll get a $50 gift card for dinner on us at the Claflin Tap Room.
Yeah.
Claflin House Tap Room and Eatery at the Lakewood Country Club. We'll do Mom Confessions. It'll be 7:20, 9:20. So we got a busy morning up ahead, but time right now for pre-coffee thoughts. A little something we do every Wednesday morning to get us over the hump closer to the weekend. The whole crew is here, so we go around and ready to stream of consciousness. First thing that comes to mind before they have a swig of coffee, before they plug in the headphones, pre-coffee thoughts. Most of my daydreaming is done at night.
Definitely.
Laying there in bed awake 100%. At 2:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Wondering what you did with your life. Just me? No?
Nope. It's not just you. It's not.
You're not alone.
Doing math in your head. Well, if I do this tonight, pay Uncle Sam that. Once you find a four-leaf clover, the chance of finding another one increases.
Oh, because you're lucky now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
See what we did there?
Yeah, I get that.
There's a little joke for the Irish people.
I got it.
Babies probably know and recognize most places just from their ceilings.
Aw, poor babies.
An anteater ends more lives at a single meal than a lion does in its whole lifetime.
Oh.
Take that, king of the jungle. Contained in a pastry shell, we can cook anything semi-solid in a toaster, yet we underachieve with the Pop-Tarts and toaster strudels. Just burn the roof of your mouth, you know? All right, that's enough of that. You're horrible this morning. It's not revolting. Kermit must not have written one down. Time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, and charities putting on fun events. We do our best to share them right here each and every morning about 6:20, 8:35 or so. If you have one, let us know in the Text Connect, the Facebook page, 1071theboss.com, where you can always get a complete list of events, and we shall share them for you best we know how.
And the Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Transform your body, transform your life. Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Get ready for summer today. Call 1-800-267-GOAL and visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Boss Roadies will be out for Sunday brunch at Springsteen on Sunday. Live music and the radio show. Doors at 8, radio show 9 o'clock. Bar anticipation right there in Lake Como. Tom will be hosting again this Sunday morning, and our friend Hunter Farman will be producing, so you know it'll be a great broadcast. That's all Sunday starting at 9. Main Street Donuts Shark Run 5K is Saturday at Main Street Donuts in Mattawan, 8:30. You think Joe's hit them up yet?
Probably. If not, he will.
This run pays tribute to the Mattawan shark attacks of 1916, which helped inspire the novel and then the movie Jaws.
No. Seriously?
Well, that's what they say, and I'm not going to question Main Street Donuts.
That.
Yeah.
All right.
Space is limited. Sign up at runsignup.com. Everybody just went to Wikipedia to go learn about this. Great shark attack. Guest Appreciation Day is Friday at Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven. 4 until 11. Enjoy a great night of thrills and laughter and celebrate the season with $15 unlimited rides at Fantasy Island, fantasyislandlbi.com. And the Spring Lake Irish Festival is happening Saturday from noon to 5 downtown Spring Lake. They got it all to themselves. Get the four-leaf clovers all to themselves.
Yes.
Downtown Spring Lake, an entire day of everything Irish. There'll be music and dancing and food trucks, Irish soda bread contest, fun for everybody. Greater Spring Lake Chamber on Facebook for the details. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the C-Bub, the Community Bulletin Board.
Father's behind, passes some wind. Even if you hold your nose, the stench still gets in. Father's behind, every Father's Day. Clears out the whole house, chases everyone away. It'll water up your two eyes and make you cough. The paint upon the ceiling, boy, it peels it right off. Now Father's Day is nearing, we'll sit in a fog. We'll try to find a clearing, he'll blame it on the dog.
Well, yesterday, we did what we call a tease. And frankly, if I'm being honest with you, got a lot more traction, a lot more interest, piqued the more interest than I could have ever imagined it would.
Yeah.
We mentioned over the weekend, Rochelle was traveling. She travels all the time. And she's trying to get back to Newark. And she's in line. And they pull her over in the TSA. And not only do they question her, I mean, she's pulled into the interrogation room. And this is a big deal because they find an unidentified object, a UO.
Mm-hmm.
In her bag.
Yes.
Now, we posted a picture of this on the Robbie and Rochelle socials, and we blurred it out so you can't see exactly what it is.
And I blurred it out because I figured when TSA was looking through my bags, that's probably what it appeared to look like on an X-ray machine. They couldn't quite tell what it was.
Sure.
Honestly, when it's unblurred, it's kind of hard to tell.
Now, of course, everybody starts saying, oh, it must be some sort of adult toy or something embarrassing. And that's not it. This relates to your kid, to Grayson, who is 9 years old.
Yeah.
So it is nothing salacious in that way.
No.
But let me have a couple of the guesses that came off Facebook yesterday as we teased this thing.
Furby.
All right, that's a good guess, actually.
It is a good guess. Plastic slinky thing. Candle.
Uh-huh. Candle's another good
guess.
It is.
Yeah. A jar of Skittles.
Right.
A Mexican candy sugar cup.
Because even blurred, if you didn't see it, it does appear to be colorful.
It's colorful.
And maybe about kind of wide and about a couple inches tall.
Yep. A jar of multicolored slime. Sand art.
Hmm.
There's a couple slinkies. Slinky's a good guess, too. Slinky. Then there's some brand. I just got married in a hospital. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Kevin, well, what does that mean?
Something that you would need to bring home if they give you a jar with your kidney stones in it. I don't know.
I don't know. So there's some interesting guesses on here. And all not bad because, again, it's a weird-looking object, I guess.
Right.
Yes. But the object.
Hang on. Are you getting ready to make a reveal here?
I mean, I was.
Should I give you a drum roll on this thing?
It's really not. Not even that interesting. What's so funny is I can't believe that they went up my butt crack.
That's right, a full cavity search.
It was a full search.
What is it? What is in Rochelle's bag that got her pulled over by the TSA?
It's a handmade ceramic tea light holder.
What is that? What does that mean?
A candle holder. It's a candle holder, but Grayson made it.
In his
pottery art class, and the end of the year he gave it to me. It was a gift he's been working on.
He was like Demi Moore and Ghost.
Yes,
whittling
exactly
you
what he was doing.
Some pottery,
and it is heavy,
and he painted it multicolored,
and he painted it, and he wanted to do it with all the colors are actually all his favorite sports teams, and the inside of it he painted for the Jets. It's green for the Jets because
sure.
He thought I was a big Jets fan, apparently. We'll take it. It's all right. Fine.
What's the official name of it again? Say that again.
A ceramic tea light holder.
A tea light holder.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's what it is. Went out my butt crack because of a tea light holder.
You might say this was a handmaid's tale. Supposed to be on Monday. We were scheduled. Anthony Michael Hall checking in on the Celebrity Hotline. He's got a new movie out with some other of your favorite 80s movie and TV stars.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I want to talk about this movie first. I got to give you congratulations. Just watch you in Reacher. Man, terrific performance. So congratulations on that first and foremost.
I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah, you were great. Tough guy in that show. But this movie, I can't wait to see it because I was reading about it. I said, man, I got to see this movie. It's called Roswell Delirium. It's won a number of festival awards, Prime Video, Apple TV, and the premise is it's an alternate timeline 1980s, and there's been a nuclear war, and in the fallout, an adventure happens. You're in it. D. Wallace from E.T. is in it. Reginald Val Johnson from Family Matters is in it. Sam Jones from Flash Gordon. This movie sounds awesome.
Yeah, thank you. No, you set it up beautifully. Yeah. So it takes place in the present and the past, and really what ultimately it distills into is a family drama about a mother and a daughter. And there's a lot of different themes and stuff going on, but we got some great performances from these child actors that were really fantastic, and they're all young teens now. We made the movie a couple of years ago. And then, as you mentioned, Dee Wallace Stone and Reginald Vell and Lisa Welchel and Sam were just fantastic as well. So, and this is a partnership between myself and Rick Bakewell, the filmmaker. And it's the second film for my company, which is Manhattan Film. So we're really proud of the film. It's streaming on Amazon and Apple as well, as you said.
Did this come from a short story or something like that? Or where did the idea come from? Because it's a pretty unique concept.
Actually, Rick's idea. Yeah, okay. It was Rick's idea originally. And I was just impressed with the character and the storytelling. You know, there's a lot of interesting kind of symbolism. Things aren't what they appear. And so it's interesting how it unfolds. You'll see when you check it out. So, yeah, very proud of it.
Okay.
It turned out really nicely.
Is that fun to, you know, to do a period piece there where you get to, you know, have cars from the time and some of the fashion and all of that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, my stuff was actually in the present day, but there was right. A lot of stuff in the 80s where the lead character, the young lady, is like going to school, and there's a lot of references and kind of fun little Easter eggs for people of a certain age now that grew up in that period like myself, you know. So it was fun. It was really fun to do. And I'll tell you, the cast, like I said, they were really good. All these young actors were really impressive because they were so prepared and really enjoyed the process. They had so much fun. So they had actually a lot more to teach the adults, I think, than the other way around.
Of course, you were a young guy when we first saw you on the big screen. Did some of these actors remind you of yourself, you know, acting for the first time?
It did, yeah. And it also just reminded me of the John Hughes days when I was growing up and being a kid on his sets, you know. So it was very important for me that we set the right tone, that everybody felt comfortable at work and was having a good work experience. And then, of course, whatever you film, it's gonna show, you know. So it was really important to me that we really protected the kids and made sure that they had the time and space to do their thing.
I mentioned there's you know, small parts, cameos from a number of people we mentioned here that were in movies that we know from the 80s, which helped bring some of the period portion of it. I mean, is that, we kind of assume that all of you actors know each other, but is this the first time you ever worked with Dee or Reginald or the rest of them?
It was. And first time I'd met them too, and you know, they're both fantastic in the role, in their roles, and Dee particularly, she's really great in the film. She plays a grandmother to a child who's been affected by this sort of nuclear fallout period, which is part of the flashback period of the film. And she's just incredible. She's got a really compelling and really powerful performance in the film. But this was all Rick's invention as the writer-director. You know, he came up with all that. So it goes from the present back to the 80s. And my character's a therapist who's helping this girl kind of piece her life together. And the character's played by, in the present, Ashton Selecki, who's a young lady in her 20s. And then in the flashback scenes, it's Kylie Levine, who is a young actress who plays the lead role. And they're both fantastic, you know, as are the rest of the actors. They did really nice jobs and delivered really strong performances.
And by the way, the score was composed by Troy, who's a guitarist for Queens of the Stone Age. I mean, that's not too shabby either.
That's right. No, that was great. And that became, that, by the way, that was a long process for us. We had a lot of fantastic composers to choose from. And Troy's, you know, he really delivered. He's really great, and we're big fans of his, and he did a great job with the film.
I love it. And congratulations on all these film festival awards, too. That's got to be gratifying. You know, they stand up and clap after a movie. That feels great, I'm sure.
It is, absolutely. You know, and a lot of them are broad base. I think the film's won over like 70 awards at all these film festivals across the country. So that's really nice. It's wonderful because that's what we make it for. You know, it's always, without the audience, it'd be no us. There's no job.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is one of the great things I think about streaming is it gives an independent movie like this an opportunity to reach a big audience. And I'm sure it will on both Prime Video, Apple TV, Roswell Delirium. It's great to meet you. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Rob. Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thank you.
It back at you.
I'm going to admit two things to you. He intimidated me a little bit. That's a serious guy there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know we think of him as a kid from Breakfast Club, but you saw him on Reacher. I mean, he could definitely punch me in the face and knock my glasses across the room.
He was very intense.
The man has big fists. He's got ham fists.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. Second thing is, I wasn't sure whether or not to call him Anthony Michael or Anthony or Michael or what.
Oh. Mr. Hall.
So I just said, sir.
There you go.
Please don't hit me. 40th anniversary. 40th anniversary of the Breakfast Club this year, and he's producing a documentary about that and his other movie, The Goonies, called Life After the Goonies. And that's with Irwin Winkler, who's the guy that usually works with Scorsese and did Goodfellas.
Wow.
So
big deal.
I didn't even get into all of that.
Thank you, Mr. Hall.
Because again, I was afraid I was going to be assassinated by somebody. The text connect just blew up here.
Uh-oh.
He's not in The Goonies. Anthony Michael Hall was not in The Goonies. I had his filmography more. He was Rusty in the 1983 Lampoon Vacation, the one they go to Wally's World with Chevy Chase.
He was?
He's Wally. That's right.
Oh.
And then, as I said, Breakfast Club. And then it was, I was thinking Goonies and 16 Candles, but they're nothing alike. That's another John Hughes movie with, that's one with Ducky, you know, John Cryer.
Right, right.
And what's a redheaded girl's name? Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald.
Then he was in Weird Science. Remember Weird Science?
Oh, yeah, they create the girl.
What was her name? Kelly LeBrock, I think, was that one. But he was kind of like a skinny, blonde, pimple on his chin kind of kid. And you look at him now. I mean, look at this guy. That's a brute. Dude. That's a big brute.
Yeah.
Anthony Michael Hall will kick your ass, man.
He's intimidating.
He scares me a little bit. Hey, how are you? Good. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. You know what I mean? He scares me
a little bit. He's very military-like. That's what he seems like.
Yeah. And you did not get that impression at all when you think of all those classic movies he's in. But no, and maybe Corey Feldman is who I'm thinking of. But the Goonies is a different group of kids because they're talking about doing a new Goonies. So I'm sorry for everybody gets all up in arms when I mess something up like that. Wow. You get the mom from E.T. and Reginald Val Johnson in the movie. I mean,
it's going to be a good movie.
Carl Winslow, by the way, he's great. That actor in remember he's in Die Hard, Joe. He plays the cop that teams up with Bruce Willis.
Yes. He was the best in that movie.
And I remember that guy comes stumbling out at the end of Die Hard. You think he's dead, and he comes stumbling out, and he's like, McClane! And then he shoots him. Yeah! Go get him, Reginald. I love that.
I like him in every movie he has ever been in.
Don't you just want to give that guy a hug? Yeah. I mean, he's like the best TV dad of all time.
Definitely.
That reminds me, I got a list here, because Father's Day, of course, this weekend.
Yeah.
I got a list of the best dads in movie history.
Okay.
Chevy Chase is on the list from the Vacation movies.
Really?
Yeah. Christmas Vacation.
I don't know if that's the best dad I'd go with.
Yeah. European Vacation. He goes to Vegas, too. Is there a Vegas Vacation?
Oh, yeah. He goes everywhere.
Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yep.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah. Robert De Niro in the Meet the Parents movie. And they're making a fourth one of those, by the way, about the grandkids.
Yeah, I guess I could see. He's very protective, but sure.
Eugene Levy in the American Pie movies.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well, sometimes two men and women get together. Bruce Willis, speaking of which, Bruce Willis in Armageddon. I mean, you forget he's a dad in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, he does die for his daughter and Ben Affleck.
That was hilarious. He's going around the oil rig with the shotgun going after Ben Affleck. That was funny as heck.
Denzel Washington and John Q.
Oh, yeah, that's a great movie. That's one of those movies where you watch it once and you can't watch it again. It's just heart-wrenching. Have you seen that? I haven't seen that one.
That's the one where he's trying to save his son and they won't do the operation on him.
He takes a hospital hostage and people hostage because his son needs a new heart and they can't get a heart. So then he offers to just off himself to give his son his heart. I mean, it's like.
Oh, my God.
It's a tearjerker.
It's intense. It's really, really good, though. Really good. Is Danny Tanner not on that list?
Well, this is Movie Dads.
Oh, Movie Dads.
Yeah, I would imagine Bob Saget would be up there, and probably Reginald Val Johnson would be up there on the list of TV dads. Joe, I don't think I mentioned this to you, but you know, I have this bad habit because I have no friends of my own of stealing Joe's friends, and so I've asked one of your friends
It's not a bad habit.
I've asked one of your friends to do some. We're having Tyler Ricker, who sings the songbook of Frank Sinatra, the other great American standards. Tyler Ricker, I have hired him to come and perform at my mother and father's house up in New England this weekend for their 50th anniversary party.
They're
very excited about it.
Love him.
Yeah. I sent a video of him doing Mac the Knife. That was my mother's father's song, because his name was Manuel, but they called him Mackie at the VFW post. And so she loves that song. And so Tyler had that on his YouTube page. He said, what do you think of this kid? I'm going to be honest with you. She said, and I quote, well, he's not Frank, but who is? But he's really cute and really, really good, and I think everybody will love him. And I said, "That's. I think he would agree with that. He's not Frank. Nobody is Frank.
Right.
Robbie.
What?
Your mother is... Yeah, she's one tough bird. Yeah.
She's tough.
You think you're afraid of Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah. She's tough.
He's like a baby in diapers.
What are you afraid of Anthony Michael Hall for? Why does he have three names?
A tough old bird.
I never heard of
Don't call her an old bird to her face.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Who negotiated this deal for Tyler?
I negotiated it because I said to her, she mentioned
on Tyler's side.
He wanted to do it for free, if I'm being honest with you, because he said, oh, no, you've been so gracious to have me at the Blast-Off every year. I said, I can't do that. We got
to
pay you.
You had nothing to do with him being at the Blast-Off.
Well, I got all the credit for it, though. This is what I say.
I lap off of your
friends.
I got to call this kid. I got to
Well, I mean, mentioned to me that he was going to be there, and I said, that sounds great. I could have said, no, I'm not letting him on the air. So, I mean, I let him. I have something to do with it, don't I?
You do, Robbie.
Yeah.
Did you get him a hotel room up there?
No, I did none of those things. That is all you, and that's why we work together, Joe. This is why there's a group text. We're a team here.
So you didn't hire him the kid, you glommed this kid to go up there and do this for your parent, which is fine, but
oh, you mean a hotel this weekend up in New England? No, I'm not getting him a hotel.
No, he is getting paid, though.
He's getting paid a nice fee, though, and he's...
that's what you said. You just said no,
he offered to do it for free.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have it.
No, 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 no.
Because I asked my mother about the event. First of all, let me take a step back. If people hadn't heard this discussion, I had the idea to throw a 50th birthday party as a surprise. It's also my father's birthday this weekend.
And Father's Day.
And then my sister says, well, sure, I'll help, and I'll do this, and you do that. Okay. And my sister makes the big bucks, so I'm glad she's getting involved, right?
And then
she and my mother get together and have brunch in the city, and they start boozing, and my sister spills all the beans, and my mother goes, you did what? All right, well, if these people have already heard about it, I'll throw the party. So then she took over. She's throwing herself the party. So I call her up this weekend, and I'm chit-chatting with her about, so who's coming, and everybody, what are we, and she said, you're going to play some music for us? Why don't you be in charge of the music? Because I said, I feel bad. I'm not doing anything, and it was my idea to throw a party. And I said, well, I'll tell you what I can do. I got this kid. My friend Joe works on the show. Introduced me to this kid. He sings Sinatra. He's great. We'll have him come up. She's like, you think he'd drive up? I said, I think so. And so the rest is history. Yeah. So, there you go.
Well, that's good. And she's good for him. He's a good kid. He's a really good kid, and he's really good at what he does.
All he really asked for, I mean, we're going to pay him, and we're paying him nicely because he deserves it, and he should be paid driving, but really all he asked for was, can I bring my mother, and will you feed her some macaroni? So,
oh, my God.
We love Tyler. He's great.
Oh.
I would recommend people go to his page and look him up if you're looking at you get some sort of a function. Look at he's great,
he's great.
You know?
He's great.
He really is good. Really is good.
I like how Joe just assumes I was ready to stiff him. He assumed that would be it. I would be
That would be par for the course. Yes,
that would be my usual track record, I suppose. Wouldn't it? All right. On the way here, we'll do some passes with the mystery holder. We're going to see Murr from Practical Jokers at the Basie.
This is not headline news. Ellen DeGeneres opened up about her new life in England. For example, instead of calling underlings garbage, she now calls them rubbish. TikTok banned hashtag skinny talk over eating disorder concerns. So if you're keeping track of positive things for society TikTok does, there's one. And a mom in Florida says she let her kids skip the last week of school because she doesn't see the point. The point is peace and quiet, lady. This is not headline news.
You quiero Taco Bell.
So dramatic.
You killed my father, now you must die. That sounds pretty good for me to poop on.
I don't know why.
Yes, very good, Maria.
And I could do the rest of the show like that. You people have to stop me.
Stop.
That'd be really fun.
Stop.
No, keep going.
Oh, jeez. Why, Val?
Hola, es mañana.
Why?
La Playa, La Biblioteca, United States of America.
Biblioteca.
Los Estados Unidos.
Los Estados Unidos.
There you go.
Rápido el Canadá.
Are you trying to be like Antonio Banderas?
Something like that.
He's Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
I am Puss in Boots.
That song does bring out that in me. I don't know why. I don't know why.
The intercultural sensitivity.
Yeah. It's just so dramatic.
I know, especially at the end.
Yeah. Your hero, my brother.
What was going on? Do you remember that music video? What was even going on there?
He was doing a deal. In the rain.
I think he owed the mob money, and they kill him, right? And then Jennifer Love Hewitt starts crying, and her necklace falls off, and
it's very dramatic.
Starts raining.
The whole thing is very, very dramatic. That's why I think every time I hear it, it's just like, okay.
They should have showed more blood and guts when they shoot him, though. That would have been good.
Chop off a couple of fingers.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, when I go, oh, yes, I'm doing Triumph the insult talk. You know what I mean? And he's not Spanish at all, so it makes no sense.
That's even worse.
Enrique Iglesias. And me papa is Julio. Hello, have you met me papa? Julio.
Oh, my God.
One of the girls I've loved.
Why are you doing Kermit the Frog now?
It's not Kermit. That's Willie Nelson, you Neanderthal.
That's
Robbie.
Me. I'm the Neanderthal.
That's right, yeah.
Me.
Okay. Rest of the crew is here, too. 1071 The Boss. Boss app. 1071TheBoss.com, too. There was a guy last night, one of the guys. I met this expo, this business expo networking event. So I'm going around saying hi to all the tables. And the guy's supposed to tell me what's on his table and what if you put your card in his fishbowl, what the prize will be at the table. And he starts singing The Love Boat inexplicably.
Why?
He said, this is my big moment in the microphone. He starts going, love, exciting, and do. Him and another guy started doing Splish Splash. I'm like, well, go see it on Broadway if you want to hear you sing Splish Splash.
You just bring out the best in everyone.
Honest to God. I said, hey, we got a regular Jack Jones here. Silence. Or you could hear a pin drop.
You should have done it like that. Puss in Boots.
Good evening, I'm Puss in Boots. Welcome to Jumping Brook Country Club. Stupid. Do you have boots you would like to puss in?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
What?
Speaking of Broadway, I'm watching my YouTube last night. The YouTube says, we think you'll like this. And I didn't like it. They wanted me to watch a bit of the Tonys. And I watched that reunion they did with the Hamilton people.
Oh, so good.
Rochelle watched it not once, not twice, but thrice times, three times.
Uh-huh. I also put it on my Instagram reel when it happened, and I watched it live when it happened. It was so good.
So speaking of the new Just in Time, which is the Bobby Darin musical, the guy that's in that plays Bobby, Jonathan Groff, was in the original cast. And then the girl from Dr. Odyssey, the Don Johnson show, like, she's in it. And, of course, Lin-Manuel and Leslie Odom Jr. And it's great. I mean, they're talented. It's fun. They're fun songs. But, like, I don't understand what all the hype is. Like, it's fine. I don't know. But you go bananas. I mean, you started to cry.
I just love it.
Started to cry.
I've seen Hamilton three times. I'd love to see it again, especially since some of the I didn't see it with the original cast, so I'd love to see it with the full original cast. But I know Leslie Odom Jr. is coming back, and they've actually extended his run. And yeah. I know one of those shows, Lin-Manuel, will come.
Oh, sure.
I know he will come. I don't know which one, which means I need to go to every show. I don't know. I love it.
If you put it on, he will come.
He will come.
Lin-Manuel will show up.
And her name is Philippa Sue.
Is it Philippa or Philippa? How do you say that?
Philippa, I think.
Philippa.
It's Philippa.
Oh, my darling Philippa.
Philippa.
I told you I won't stop. You'll have to
stop. I'm telling you to stop.
All right.
Here. Let me take my shoe off.
Yeah.
Throw it across the room. Look at you. Right.
Well, I don't trust you for a second. I was ready for it. Gonna get a footprint on my head. I mean, it's fine. It doesn't seem terribly historically accurate either. That's the other thing that bothers me.
Well, that's where I got all my history from, so I think it's accurate.
I've said this before, but I still think you're better off watching Mr. Feeney do 1776 from years ago.
That's too much.
You get actual history. It's like
there's history in that. What? Why is that not history?
It just doesn't seem accurate to me. It just seems like they're just singing and rapping and stuff.
Because
I don't know.
Because it's syncopated. If it were just stodgy four beats to a measure, you'd like it much.
That's what I would like better. That's right. I like stodgy four beats to a measure. Correct. I agree. It's just like I know I'm regular. I get four beats to a measure, and everything is good.
Okay. It's wonderful, and if you haven't seen it,
they're very good. The songs are fun,
and they're historically accurate.
But they're not. There's nothing historical in American Cradle of Liberty about it. That's the thing.
What do you mean?
It might as well be Wicked. That's what I'm saying. If it was just a Broadway musical, fine. But I have trouble suspending disbelief when they're rapping, and so they're supposed to be the founding fathers. There was no rap in 1770.
It makes it interesting. I never paid attention in history class ever. Not a single. I couldn't tell you anything about American history. I know Hamilton by heart.
And when you go to the shows, you're supposed to suspend reality. That's what it is. It takes you out of the box that you just jam yourself into every day.
I spent a lot of my time jammed in a box, believe me. Just trying to bust out as best I can. Like Marcel Marceau, just feeling my way around. Please let me out of this box. I can't quite get out. There's no way out. Damn it, Lin-Manuel. It's his fault. Speaking of being a great American, I want you to share this story. Rochelle helped a person in need at the train station the other day. Tell this story. This is a nice story. And by the way, I made a sacrifice as well to my fellow human because this was intended for me.
Oh.
Tell this story. Oh. This is a nice story. This will endear you to Rochelle. If you didn't love Ro already, you're going to love her more. Listen to this.
I don't know. That's very dramatic. I was waiting at the train station at the airport when I was coming back, and there was this homeless woman who was sitting in the train station. And
now, how do you know for sure she was homeless?
She was homeless. She had.
How do you know she wasn't just wandering around?
She was homeless. She had one of those shopping carts, and it had her clothes in there, and she had bags in there. And she went. There was air conditioning, and she went and turned it on. And she had been there several times. She knew what she was doing. That was her spot. She hung out there.
This was at the Newark train station.
She kept to herself. She was very quiet. She was definitely homeless, though.
Okay.
And she. She looked like, to me, she looked like someone's grandma. And so I saw her and my heart just kind of broke because you never know. We are all, most of us are one paycheck away from being right there. And She seriously broke my heart. And she was sitting there, and it was not hot out, Ernie. And the weather was nice, but I knew she was, I could tell she was hungry, and I was holding a full pizza that I had brought back from Detroit.
For me.
For you.
Right.
I did. Because
you can't get that Detroit pizza like that out here.
Special kind of pizza, and so I did. I brought it back for you, and she looked at me, and I could tell she was hesitating, but she just said, would you happen to be able to spare a piece of that pizza? I'm very hungry. And, Of course. And so I just handed her the whole pizza. I said,
that's what you do.
I hope you enjoy this. And she almost started to cry. She was just so thankful and grateful. And I could tell that she saw the pizza. She was hesitating to ask me. She was not someone who was begging for change for whatever. She was very sweet. And I just wanted to give her a hug and take her home. But I did. I gave her the full pizza. And that was it. I mean, it's not really too much to that story. As a human,
it shows what a great American you are, caring about your fellow citizens.
I think that's what you do.
And look at me, I made a sacrifice. I wanted Detroit Square pizza from the source, and I gave it up to help a person in need.
You didn't give anything up.
You see what a good person I am, Belle?
I didn't see you in that story at all. I was
that pizza was for me, and it went to this lady instead. So I sacrificed it and said, well, that's very nice.
How can you sacrifice something you've never had to begin with?
You're getting caught up in the details here. The point is,
that's why you hired me.
Yeah.
I don't know why I hired you. No, that's not true. Otherwise, she's going to throw a shoe at my head.
She will too,
and I would deserve it. I defy you. I defy you to figure out this mystery oldie. This is going to be a tough one. However, I'm going to start off at the top. Tell you, we're going to the '80s.
Okay.
So it is an oldie, but it's a song you never hear anymore.
Okay.
But it was a top 20 hit at the time, so this was a song that got played on the radio a lot, but it has just disappeared. Here's your mystery oldie. We're going to play for tickets to go see Murr from Practical Jokers, James Murray. He's doing stand-up at the Basie June 29th. I defy you to get this right out of the box. I'd be so impressed with you. What is that song? 732-774-4444.
It's not Aha.
Is it?
Is it?
Lines are open. We'll say hello to... we just lost Superfan Billy in Old Bridge. He hung up. Let's go to line two. Good morning, the boss. Mystery oldie of the day.
Take on me?
No.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Nope. Not take on me. Do we had Billy from Old Bridge, Superfan Billy.
That's what I heard it, but...
I don't see him, Kermit. He's not on the line there.
No, it can't be that, because Robbie said we never hear it anymore.
Oh, boom. That's true.
Take on Me is a song from between the radio and movies. Yep, it's you hear
true.
It all the time.
It does sound like that.
It
though.
Does, that's, though. That's yep.
Boy, it
I
does
heard.
Sound like Aha, doesn't it?
Mm.
Big hit at the time. Good morning, line one. It's a mystery oldie. What do you think?
Hey, Duran Duran.
Oh, that's also a good guess, but no. So I'm giving you a little heads up, because it's a hard one here. It is an 80s song. It is not Take on Me. A top 20 hit song. Because it's not Take on Me doesn't mean it's not Aha.
Oh.
Aha.
Aha. Aha. Aha. Aha.
Hello. They had another song?
I didn't say it was, but it could be. You'll have to figure that out for yourself.
Google's for.
Playing for the Murr tickets here. Mystery Oldie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. It's the Promise.
Oh, The Promise by When in Rome. That's another great guess, but no, that's not it. That's still one you hear a lot of the time. That sound exactly, though. A lot of these songs sounded like that. That's why I think this is so tough today. So we're going to work on this. 732-774-4444. One more time. That's it. That's your mystery oldie. Let's check the socials for hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning at 7:29:20, we hear from moms, dads, grandmoms. We search them and share them like this.
Sarah Leachman said, my kids got a stuffed hedgehog from the boardwalk and named him Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
And both kids are obsessed with him and fighting over him. So now I'm consoling a weeping three-year-old while repeating, Spaghetti is for everyone. How's your day going?
He's like Yankee Doodle, puts a macaroni in his cap.
That's really funny. At Wino Mama 88 said,
Wino Mama
88 said, my husband and I have a secret to making our marriage last. Twice a week, we go to a nice dinner, drink a little wine, eat good food, and enjoy a nice conversation.
A nice conversation.
He goes on Tuesdays, I go on Fridays.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought it was going to be a little yum, 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 but apparently not.
Separate. Jillian Ray said, my kid just yelled, learn grammar at his friend. So now I know he's definitely mine.
Learn how to talk properly.
Learn grammar.
Hashtag mom. Got fashion. It's every morning, 7:29, 20. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. Trying to get a winner with this mystery oldie of the day for Mer tickets from a Practical Jokers. Good morning. It's the boss.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What do you think?
Eyes Without a Face?
Eyes Without a Face is another good guess, but that's not it. Not Billy Idol. Good morning, the boss.
Hi. Let me turn off this radio.
Yes, sir. We don't want any feedback. What do you think?
I think that it's Rick Astley, Together Forever.
No, not Rick Astley. Sorry about that. Nope, that's not it. Rochelle held something up. Good morning, it's a boss. Mystery all day of the day.
The sun always shines on TV.
The sun always shines on TV. That's funny. That would be the follow-up record to Take On Me by A-ha. There you go. That's it. That's
nice
your mystery all day, man. Awesome job.
Thank you.
All right. Did the hints help, or do you just remember that song somewhere in your memory there?
The hints and Google help.
Yes. I tried to Google, too. I guessed the wrong one, though.
Nothing wrong with a little Google. That's fair enough.
What is my daughter's in back. I want to go see this. I'm like, okay.
I love that. What's your daughter's name?
Kennedy.
Kennedy. She's heading off to school. Is it almost the end of school?
It's almost the end of school, so Kennedy and Max are on our way.
Kennedy's not studying nothing today. She's ready for summer vacation, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got the pair of tickets for you to see Murr at the Basie from Impractical Jokers June 29th. And that's it. That's your mystery oldie from A-ha. Hang in the line. We'll get all your info, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Nice going, Mom. Here he is, newly elected Congressman Nick Pittman. Oh, I'm sorry. I was coming to you from the future. I'm sorry.
We'll see what election that'll happen. It'll happen eventually. Right. We'll see. It would be a shame if it rained over D.C.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's...
yes, what? I don't know why I'm laughing at that, but
I don't know either.
I'm just imagining you. I'm just imagining you running against Bill Spady and having him disgraced again. That would be wonderful.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You know what? Anybody that's having a bad day out there, you're much better off than losing by 40 plus points. So there it is.
See, look, there's something to look forward to in life. Isn't that great? All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Begin the note from number five to number one. We will start at number five momentarily today and count our way down. We are brought to you by the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, Local 9 of Central New Jersey. If you get a plumbing, heating, cooling contractor and you need more manpower, they just don't have the power. Call Plumbers, Pipe Fitters, Local 9, 732-792-0999 online at local9.org/info. Stay in touch with us on the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. See the object revealed that got Rochelle pulled over by the TSA. Mm-hmm. More on that coming up, but that's on our page. Get the podcast wherever you get yours or commercial free on demand anytime. 1071theboss.com. Number five, I got a bloodthirsty 9-year-old hockey fan.
What does that mean?
Well, they're being interviewed to come to a hockey game with dad. Hey, okay. What do you like about coming to see the hockey game? I don't know why my mother is the interviewer, but some thought her answer was shockingly violent for a 9-year-old kid going to see their first hockey game. She's a Panther fan, by the way.
Okay.
She's a Panthers fan.
All right.
So here's what they said.
The fighting. It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
I was hoping he'd lose a tooth and bleed out everywhere.
That's
wow.
the reason to go to any hockey sure. game. That's the reason Grayson likes to go to hockey games. They fight.
Joey says, nobody cares about the NHL. Look at this. They're raising him young now.
There you go.
Punch him harder.
There's an old saying. I went to a fight and a hockey game broke
uh-huh.
out.
Beat him even harder. Get his brains on the ice, baby. Let's go.
You got a bang on the glass. Yeah. Fight, 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 fight.
It's not an MMA match for the love of God.
Oh, it's so fun
it's
when they
close,
fight,
though.
It is really.
The fighting.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And I really liked how they punched each other.
They don't do that as much in the NHL. It's a lot of times it's just the beer league that do that, so it's really interesting to me that kid liked the NHL.
Mommy, why are these two men beating each other so hard? Well, sometimes when two people love each other. Number four, let's go to the New York Times, and if you can't trust the New York Times, who can you trust? They did a story on uber wealthy people, the 1%.
Uh-huh.
And they're now doing something called fine water tastings. You know the wine taste where they go, ooh, and then they circle around and say, this uh-huh. pairing with cheese in this Cabernet is wonderful.
Okay.
They're doing it now with fine water tastings. They taste different waters with different minerals and flavorings in them. Some of these, because they're so pure and they have such rare minerals in them, will go for thousands of dollars a bottle.
Oh, really?
It's like when the guy comes to the table and says, you want tap water? Tap water's fine.
Yeah, tap water's
fine. But they get the bottle here. There's a, something called the Fine Water Society of Manhattan. Michael Masha.
Of course there is.
Michael Masha is the head of the Fine Water Society of Manhattan, talking about one of these fine water parties, if you'd like to try it.
I started Fine Waters 20 years ago.
Hang on a second. Stop the tape. This is the guy that runs the Fine Water?
it's like from Beverly Hills Cop.
You're right. No, I will not get the F out.
I started Fine Waters 20 years ago. And for the next 10 years, no journalist talked to me because it was just a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Water is just water. What are you talking about? And over the last 10 years, we see a significant change. And over the last years, especially after the pandemic, when people suddenly paid a little bit more attention, it's exploding.
I'm sure it is.
It's exploding.
$1,000 a bottle.
That's crazy.
You can give me the Johnny
I would go to one of those parties in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I would too.
I don't care if my kidneys explode. You can give me the blue label scotch over the Fine Water any day of the year.
I can tell the difference in water, though. If you have a Dasani next to even a Smart Water, you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
You just can.
Do you know what my guilty pleasure is?
Wait, let me guess. Is it Ocean Township tap water?
Period.
Maybe.
Fiji.
Fiji. Fiji's good. Fiji. Yeah. I like that Essentia. That's my.
I haven't tried that.
Oh, it's delish. It's delish.
Is it cheaper than Fiji?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
probably
know.
About the same.
But it's got a good pH balance in there.
That's my splurge. When I was like, how sad is my life?
You ever figure when they bring the bottle to the table that they've just, they had it originally, but then they just refill it with tap water and they don't tell you? They put a little carbonation on it? I feel like they do that. Maybe not at the fine restaurants, but some of the places
they
for
do.
Sure.
They
sure.
do. I know they do.
Got oh, you like a bottled water and it's just Neptune tap water.
They've
you know?
Got the soda stream in the back and they just carbonate it.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a little club soda we get for $1.99 at Costco.
That
you know?
Just raises that margin right on up there.
The ShopRite brand.
Number three. Well, not only has New Jersey voted, but America has voted. And it turns out spaghetti is the most popular pasta in the country. A close second, running only one point behind. So we're not talking about a Bill Spadius bet here.
Mm. Oh,
it's penne.
Oh, I love pasta. It's my favorite thing to eat. Any way you serve it to me, I will
this
make
is the pasta
it
song.
A treat. Boil the water, cook it in a pot, and sauce it in a pan. And dump it out onto my plate, and I'll eat all I can.
Now, believe it or not, elbows came in fourth place, and no state chose the noodle as their number one pasta. We're talking about like a ramen noodle, technically in the pasta family.
It is.
Nobody chose it. It was just a close race. Really, everybody else far behind. Close race between spaghetti and penne. My favorite might be rigatoni.
I like the cavatappi.
Mine's bucatini.
Bucatini.
Yeah. See, spaghetti would be my least favorite. I would pick that last. Yeah.
See, Joe, here's linguine is delicious, but you know what I don't like about linguine and spaghetti is that it, especially in a restaurant, you got to twirl it, and you got a high risk of getting it all over christening your shirt, as we say.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's always my fear is I'll look like a slob after I eat the linguine.
I'm with you. The spaghetti's not.
Well, that's why I like the bucatini because it's a little thicker and you can cut it and you don't get when you're spinning it around, the sauce does it because when I spin, the sauce goes everywhere.
Right.
Now, as the only Italian in the room, I'm going to ask the rest of you, is it sauce or gravy? What would you say? It's Mama's Sunday spaghetti with meatballs. Sauce. You'd say gravy.
Sauce in my
I think it matters where it's being used. Like if it's just marinara, then it's gravy.
Can't say marinara. Sound like an American.
Marinara.
It's marinara.
He makes fun of me.
Well, see, the thing is, she is an American.
Yeah, so. No,
see, when I think gravy, though, that's what I put on my mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
gravy.
I interviewed Lydia a long time ago. You know, the lady from PBS has a cooking show, and she said you could say gravy if it had meat, if it was a meat-based sauce. But if it's just like tomato basil, then it's a sauce.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Interesting.
I thought it was gravy if it was plain, and then it was sauce if it had the meat and the other stuff in it.
Well, Lydia shows up with that rolling pin. I wouldn't mess with her.
No. I just know when I moved up north for the first time, I made some friends and went over to their house on a weekend. They were cooking out for everyone, and my girlfriend said, "Would you please go in the kitchen and stir the gravy?" And I went in. I couldn't find a pot with brown stuff. They laughed at me so bad. I came out. I was like, "I don't see any gravy."
I would have done the same thing. Gravy is brown, and it goes on your mashed potatoes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's for Thanksgiving.
Tell you what, though, you talk to my daughter-in-law, it's all gravy. Her maiden name was Vitali.
Oh, yeah, so, that's all gravy.
Yeah, my father says gravy. I think he's wrong. Yeah. It just depends where
regional.
You grew up, I think.
Yeah, regional.
Bonus story for you. Wallet Hub has ranked the 182 best cities for a staycation this year. 41 different metrics, including things to do, open spaces, air quality, the heat index.
Okay.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Because in this case, it's Ohio. Kim's in number one, followed by Orlando, then Las Vegas. There's three cities you'd never group together, Cincinnati, Vegas, and Orlando.
Mm.
Coming in dead last, Yonkers, New York, coming in second to dead last. Good old Newark, New Jersey.
Well, why don't you go there on vacation anyway?
Well, I mean, there are things to do, but...
Yeah, I know. It's not where I would go.
Atlantic City came in at number 71.
I wouldn't go to Cincinnati either, though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Is there anything in Cincinnati?
Don't they have Mormons there, too? Isn't it like Salt Lake City? I think it is.
Oh.
There's Amish there.
I don't
want to
tangle with the Mormons.
No, I wouldn't do that. There's Amish in Cincinnati, too?
They're in Ohio.
Are they galloping galloping through the streets? Josiah, let's go sell some butter. There's an Ohio State game today.
They have Amish Ubers. They do.
It's a horse and buggy Uber?
Yes. That's a thing. Look it up. It's fantastic. The only thing Ohio's good for.
All right, let's wrap this up. Number two, a video went viral. The owner of the house that was used for the exterior of Breaking Bad in the TV show.
Oh, okay.
Where Walter White was supposed to live. Very upset that fans keep showing up and wanting to take pictures in front of the house. So she started spraying them with a hose, with the garden hose.
Oh.
And some people have called the police saying that she's out of control.
Like me, because I'm not a Jack Mormon.
Yeah, get him, Joanne.
There she
get
is.
Get him, Joanne.
Have you seen anything else but Breaking Bad stuff since you've been here? You can take a picture from that corner. Do not get close. And no tripod, no nothing. Just quick snap.
Well, here's the good news. If you are a fan, I think things are going to get better. Someone's going to buy the house that wants a Taurus because she just put it on the market. You got a cool $4 million lying around. You, too, can live in the Breaking Bad house.
Wow. She shouldn't have offered it up as the front if she didn't want somebody to do that.
I don't know if it was before she lived there or what.
Yeah. But. I would love that, though. I think that'd be... I'd put my moon right in the window.
Put your
time.
Butt cheeks right on the windows.
Right, every time someone tries to take a picture, it'd be great.
Oh, that's funny.
I would love that. I've
photobomb them with your ass crack.
That's right.
That's great.
Every time.
Sure. No tripods, whatever
no
you
tripods,
do.
No tripods, though.
Number one, John F. Kennedy tops a poll of presidents with the best hair. JFK comes in number one, followed by Benjamin Harrison. I don't know what that's about. You see that thing in CBS the other day? His grandson was still alive because he had a kid when he was like 85.
Right.
And then his son had a kid at 85, so the grandson was like 98 and just died because Benjamin Harrison was president in the 1880s.
Wow.
Abraham Lincoln comes in number three, and President Trump is right there at number four. Say what you want about him. The man does have some hair, that's for sure. It's something.
It is something.
I don't know if it's the best hair, but he does have a lot of hair.
It's noteworthy.
Wednesday world famous celebrity birthday file.
Why are they saying Benjamin Harrison?
I don't know. People.
I mean, I'm just looking at pictures of him. I mean, just his regular hair. I mean, it's nothing.
Ain't no Ulysses S. Grant, that's for sure.
He's got no pompadour going on.
I mean, he's got a nice beard. That. He kind of looks like the captain of the Titanic.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. And judging by the fact Cleveland came back after he was president, it was kind of like that. That was a very funny history joke for those of you who know the populism of the 1890s. Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file, Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf, 39 today. Joshua Jackson Pacey from Dawson's Creek is 47. Peter Dinklage, the little guy, 56 today. Dr. Oz is 65. Hugh Laurie from House. I loved House.
Yes.
He's 66. The great Joe Montana is 69 today. And it is National German Chocolate Day.
Yum.
And National Gene Wilder Day. It's the anniversary of Gene Wilder's birthday. So happy birthday, Uncle Gene Wilder.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
By the way, you know this day of history? E.T., Ferris Bueller, Jurassic Park, Austin Powers, and American Idol all premiered.
Wow.
It's a big day in show business history, isn't it?
I guess so.
We'll be celebrating American Idol on the 4 at 4 countdown this afternoon.
Oh, that's fine.
Orb is in the Hall of Fame. Might be Alice doing it at the Hall of Fame tonight, 7 o'clock. You'd think I would know, but I don't. What item got you searched at the airport? We made the big reveal this morning. Rochelle had a little candle holder made in pottery class by 9-year-old Grayson, her kiddo.
Yep.
What item got you searched at the airport? I told you I had the spatula with the smiley face. You ever have this happen?
Oh, my gosh. It was a lit compact. Mm. A makeup mirror in your handheld. You open it and it lights. I was in the Frankfurt airport going to Italy. Not only was I pulled, but the guards with the machine guns were standing next to me.
These are German guards.
And it had that little watch battery thing in it.
What do you have in here, Siegfried?
Is that why they searched you? Because of the battery?
They saw it in the x-ray, and then when they opened it and the light came out, the light turned on, they were freaking.
Did you get that in Dusseldorf?
Take off your lederhosen and bend over! All right, you get the idea. What? Sorry. What item?
Why did you have to go for
I don't know.
You know, it was funny.
And everybody's laughing, and then Robbie goes right to the
Robbie, door. I loved it. Yeah. Thank you.
Because remember, every German person is an Indiana Jones Nazi, because that's how smart I am.
Right.
What item got you searched at the airport? Lines are open at 1071 to Boss Online. We'll get into those next, and all of this mess is brought to you by who? The Axelrod Performing Arts Center Summer Concert Series. Darlene Love this weekend. You get the big show. We're Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. This is 107.1, 99.7 FM, Boss Radio, 107.1thebossradio.com on the Boss app, too. Keep the radio on all day at work today. Michelle has got playlist 52 minutes of music. Look at that. Classic hits and more variety. Plus, she's got Rod Stewart tickets. And she might just have your next chance at winning free money. Somebody's going to win a $100 bill today. Katie Cash, qualified to see Katy Perry in concert with us. VIP suite in a box at the Prudential Center, August 14th. Your He Said.
She Said.
Which, by the way, is brought to you by the Axelrod Performing Arts Center Summer Concert Series. Darlene Love, talk about divas. Going to be there on Saturday night, June 14th. Get your tickets right now. She's a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
She is.
Yeah. AxelrodArts.com. What item got you searched at the airport? I got a caller that's ready to go on line one. Get us started here. Item got you searched at the airport. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name is Jenny. And I was going to Detroit. Actually, I know Rochelle goes there quite often.
Yeah.
But I got pulled out of line, and my carry-on bag was my beach bag.
Right.
So they start searching me and wiping out my beach bag, and come to find out it was some sand in my beach bag.
Oh.
I'm thinking, like, oh my God, do they think I have drugs that I'm going through the airport, or did something slip somebody slip something in my bag?
Was it just from the last time you went to the beach at Asbury Park or something? You forgot there was sand in your bag, you went to the airport?
Yeah. Yep, and it was like the tiniest little bit at the bottom of my bag.
Well, that's really funny.
That's stressful, though, because you just don't know. You're like, did a hermit crab crawl in there? What's going on? That's
scary. I thought you were going to say they...
I'm thinking, like, what happened?
I thought you were going to say they pulled some string bikini out. They went, are you really going to leave the house like this? What would your mother say?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Love you guys.
Love you, right. And your front. Item got you searched at the airport.
Chuck said, I got pulled out of line for having a chocolate bunny in my luggage.
Happy Easter.
No bunny for you. Bob said, my wife had a statue of a pig. It was wrapped in tons of bubble wrap and took forever for them to unwrap. She was not happy.
You got to think of this stuff up front. They do tell you on the website what you can and cannot bring.
Why can't you bring the statue,
though? I don't know, because they make up these rules. And what are you supposed to do? Cause a problem?
I guess I'd rather them be safe than not, but that just seems excessive.
It's probably a gift or something.
I guess. 7886 said, I was flying out of Nashville coming back to Newark and got searched because I had bought a canister of hot chocolate from a local chocolatier down there, and they stopped me because they thought the powder might be an explosive.
Yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I was traveling the day that they changed the rules on liquids. You know how you can only bring 3 ounces?
Oh.
And I was coming back from Vegas, and they changed the rules that day because that whole thing started where somebody that brought what they thought were explosives, I think it was London Airport.
Right.
And then the whole world, all the airports shut down. And they didn't, they didn't shut down, but everything got backed up and delayed. And they were just making, because we didn't know what the rules were. And they were literally having people just empty their toiletry bags. And I threw away cologne and toothpaste. And it was terrible.
That's so frustrating.
And they used to let you bring a water bottle.
Right.
Out the, everybody was throwing their stuff away. Yep. There is some cleanup guy at that airport in Vegas. It's like, oh boy.
Oh yeah.
He's got it all going
on. For him, yeah.
All right, give me a couple more.
3810 said, my father-in-law once brought a Christmas ham big enough to feed 10 people on his carry-on. He was also given a full search, probably just to make sure he wasn't crazy, though.
You put that in the steerage? I don't know.
Full ham? Heather said a deep tissue massage gun. I'm guessing they thought it was a sex toy of some sort.
Well, it certainly could be.
2811, I asked for more info on this. I didn't get it. Said they brought a jar of mayonnaise. Why are you traveling with a full jar of mayo?
Wow.
And Nancy said, my mom's ashes, it happened last weekend. Guy pulled out the vial and she said, and asked what was in it. And I said, oh, that's my mom. His face was priceless.
Is that a sex toy? No, I just like mayo. Whoa. Item got you searched at the airport. You're He Said.
She said.
Lines are open. Call or text at 1071 to Boss. We'll get some more of those coming up.
Welcome to Fart Yoga. Today we're going to work on flexibility and balance. Start with the mountain pose. Raise your arms up, and as you exhale, bend your knees as if sitting into a chair. Next is the downward dog. From all fours, walk your hands in front of you, lift your hips and back to lengthen your spine, and remember to relax. And let's finish with the warrior pose. Arms out, feet wide apart, and bend your knees and release. Fart Yoga. Namaste.
No, I'm going to stay home next time.
It's kind of fun. He said.
Yeah. She said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.
Talking airport disasters today. Rochelle got searched at the airport. She had some trouble over the weekend. Mm. What about you? What item got you searched at the airport?
Savannah said a fully bedazzled captain's hat that my friend made for me for my birthday.
Sure.
How awesome is that? That is awesome. I would have been wearing it.
I know.
I wouldn't have put that away.
Ahoy, mateys. You want to be captain of this ship?
6391 said a frozen pot roast. Flew to Florida to visit my grandmother. She requested that I bring meat from her favorite Philadelphia butcher.
Little cheesesteak gets you in trouble.
Adam says, I was in line behind an older Korean woman who tried to bring a fifth of fancy scotch through TSA with her. She was very upset when it was not allowed and proceeded to chug a good third of the bottle before throwing it in the trash. It was epic.
Oh, no, you no take it. No.
Fantastic.
No. Let's go to line one. We get a caller once you get through. Good morning, the boss.
A TV remote got me pulled out of line.
Did you put it in there by mistake? Is that what happened?
No, I took it because my friend broke.
All right.
You traveled with a TV remote.
Yeah, and my carry-on.
You got to do what you got to do. Thank you very much. That's a good idea because, you know, when I go to hotels, I figure that they never clean those TV remotes. They're covered in germs. That's not a terrible idea. You can
bring
set
your
it up.
Own universal yeah. remote.
You know what I mean?
I travel with a remote. 4482 said four coconuts unopened, of course. The security line, I held the security line up for 10 minutes while the TSA took his time inspecting each one of them and the rest of my bag. He gave me a side eye the whole time. They did finally let me through.
You slice them in half. That's a bra. You need the coconuts.
I'm actually surprised they let you go through with coconuts because not only is it food and it's sealed, but it has liquid inside of them. And I think it would exceed the amount of liquid you're allowed to bring.
3 ounces. So,
yeah. Melissa said when Barack Obama was in office, we flew to Philly with a life-size cardboard cutout of him as a birthday gift from my aunt. I was flagged, searched, and questioned.
I don't care for that. It's not funny. Barack don't like it.
Don't do it. 8832 said I was stopped for one of those women's facial hair trimmers that looks like a lipstick case.
Hot.
They opened it. Turned it on and looked at me while it was buzzing. I had to explain its use, and I think they thought it was a vibrator. Good thing I didn't pack one of those.
Hey,
it's
TSA.
Still embarrassing, though. Why? Why? Leave it alone.
Couple more.
8923 said, I got searched in Epcot because I was holding a sunglass case as we were walking through the front gates. When we are walking through the worlds, though, I saw someone with a samurai sword in their backpack, and they didn't get flagged.
That's Epcot. That's at the airport, though, but all right.
I know, but can you buy a samurai sword?
Sure.
That seems dangerous.
It's probably plastic.
Yeah. If you go
but
to
we're
Japan
just letting
land,
people walk around with a samurai sword?
It's a plastic sword.
Are you sure it's plastic?
Come on.
They do have
some weird stores, though. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I walk right through Japan land. I'm not interested. I go right to Canada.
0278.
Of course you do.
Gonna get some poutine.
Japan land.
I got pulled into the check line coming home from my honeymoon in Puerto Rico. I had an L.L. Bean backpack as my carry-on, and in the front pouch, I had sunglasses and a small camera. They were convinced I had a handgun in my bag and looked through my bag, which I allowed them to do. I told them to go ahead, but I kept being questioned and was told that there was a gun in there, even though they had gone through my whole backpack.
Wow.
That's frustrating.
That sounds like you're on the list, you know?
Yeah, why? Like, why? That's extremely frustrating.
You got a kicker? Is that it?
That was it.
That's it? That's some good ones today. You can read them yourself on the Facebook page. Thank you for those. An item that gets you searched at the airport, your He Said.
She Said.
And it's brought to you by Axelrod Performing Arts Center Summer Concert Series. Darlene Love this weekend. Get your tickets now. Thank you for those.
So cheesy.
Nick, in honor of today's forecast, I'll say this. It's kind of like the Senate. The average will be about 90. Is that right?
I think that's being too optimistic.
Too optimistic.
Like 95 or so.
Oh, all right.
And could drop at any time. You know?
We're talking about the senators or we're talking about the temp?
Well, I don't know. I guess both of them, yeah. You know, unfortunately. I would like to get that average down a little bit. Maybe 70. 70 would be doable, right?
Sure, well.
Maybe one day.
Would you mind if I do a little Andy Rooney observation here? You know what doesn't sit right with me? One of those sort of comments. If it does rain, and Nick is right, make sure it's raining. But if it's starting to rain and you're one of the people that works a big office building where you get the sprinklers on your big green lawn, turn the sprinkler off when it's pouring rain. That makes me crazy. The waste of water bothers
me. 100%.
What is the deal?
I thought that most sprinkler systems, mine does, and it's like probably 20 years old, has a rain sensor. So when it rains, it doesn't go on. So
I won't mention which one it is, but there's a hospital. Go by it in their lawn. They water it in the rain. It makes me nuts.
Yeah, stupid.
All right, stupid. Thanks, Dave. What's the worst food for grilling? A lot of people doing grilling with Dad this weekend. Maybe you stopped and saw us. We were doing the meat for, 20 ribeyes for $20 or whatever it was this weekend. Yeah. Maybe doing a little grilling. What's the worst food to grill? Steak, great. Hamburgers, great. But eggs comes in number one.
Oh, that's fair.
There are some people who do that. Throw the eggs on the grill. Do like the sunny side eggs on the grill.
I guess if you have a skillet that you can, so they don't fall through.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't see that being a bad thing.
Bacon. I would have thought bacon would be just fine as well.
The grease.
Yeah.
You're worried about a grease fire.
Zucchini.
I love
grilled zucchini. Yeah. Every time I slice it and put it on there, it falls through.
But these are the worst foods. Those are all good. We're looking for the worst foods. People say eggs and bacon are the worst, too. Then any soft cheese, like a brie or gruyere, right? Yeah.
Just going to melt right through the grates.
Leafy greens. I don't know who does that.
Why would we put that? This makes no sense, Robbie.
I don't question Reader's
Digest.
Well,
some people like charred... romaine lettuce. They char the outside of it. It's actually really good, but it is difficult to do without burning it.
Joe probably tastes better with kale's better with the char on it.
But that's good.
You should taste something. I hate kale.
Kale's terrible.
That's healthy food for you, isn't that
horrible?
Extra lean burgers, if you do, or vegan burgers. They say don't put those on the grill because it takes even more flavor. Of them.
Also horrible.
Yeah. Horrible. You know what's a great answer is my friend Danny does pizza. He gets the dough and he rolls it out and he does like circle pizzas, little party pizzas. Those are great.
Does he have a pizza grill though?
He's got one of those big stainless steel with all the knobs on it, whatever the hell that is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big fancy grill.
That's the thing. You have to have specialty like grills to do some of these, which they are great on the grill, but if you just have a regular old grill, probably.
Yeah, I have a big griddle that I put on the grill outside, and I make bacon in the morning, bacon and eggs outside. Oh, it smells.
That's the way to do it too, because your house won't smell for 3 weeks after you made the bacon.
That's why I'm made to do it that way.
Yes, exactly.
I think the sunny side egg in the grill sounds delicious to me. I don't know why that came in as the worst answer. Boy, you talk about this zucchini or something. You slice some eggplant, slice them down, put some salt and pepper in the olive oil. Oh, crap.
Yep, Rob, you get the griddle and you get your Taylor ham and your egg and your cheese and your English muffin.
Oh,
you toast the English muffin flat on the grill and then you flip it over and then you put the egg and the cheese and the Taylor ham right on top of that. Blammo.
Great, I'm starving. Awesome. Thanks for that.
Awesome. Imagine you send me outside to do that. The Titten Falls FD would be there in 3 minutes. in towering inferno. All right, you're going to like this. This is the only periodical you need, right from my Reader's Digest. Never leave home without it. Here's a listing of words that people mistake for being erotic, but are not. They have nothing to do with eroticism. There's nothing sexual about them, but people often think that they do. Gesticulate. Cornhole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pupusa.
Pupusa?
What does that mean? I don't know what pupusa means.
No idea.
It's a food.
Is it a food?
Yeah.
Pupusa?
It's like a Spanish food.
Penal code.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're my favorite. Dongle.
Dongle. It's a dongle.
Dongle's a little thing for your phone. Like it's like a charging thing, right? Where it splits off for the different kinds of chargers.
Yes.
Here's another good one is weenus. That little flap of skin right in your elbow.
Right.
I told her the other day I woke up and the cat was biting my weenus. Right there, or bit my arm. He didn't know what it was.
It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, what is that? Let go of my weenus. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Nick.
Who's Mike?
I was just reading a story about Mickey or Mikey. I can't understand what the hell her name is. Is it Mickey, Mikey, Michaela? Who? Marissa? Sorry, Nick. My bad. My bad. How did I get this show? I mean, honest to God.
I don't know.
That's happened to me before in like a meeting where I go, hey, Bill, the guy's name is Philip or something. I'm like, oops. Usually people just go with it. And they go, my bad. Well, dumbass. Gene Wilder Day. It's the anniversary of Gene Wilder.
Aww.
Call me the Candyman. Back at it for Thursday morning, the Wide World of Rotating Thursday Entertainment. We will play Thursdates, Fast Five, Birthdays. We'll do Mom Confessions, your He Said.
She Said.
Favorite answer, win a nice gift card for dinner. Play Radio Supermatch for more passes to see Murr at the Basie Center. All tomorrow starting at 6. Have a great day.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.